Trying to get your child to get their jobs done can be really hard work, not just for them, but also for you as a parent. Learn some different motivations that can help inspire your child and get them moving quickly in the right direction. Today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and founder and developer of the Be Do Concept, and you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks for listening. This is number 28 on the podcast, where I share different perspectives and perceptions that can help you better get along with the people around you, and also helping you in being able to better be who you were meant to be and do what you were meant to do. For those of you that are new to the podcast, the Be Do concept is a spectrum that incorporates two opposite but good ways of thinking. On one side of the spectrum is be thinking, which is focusing on who you are and how you want to be. And the other side is do thinking, which is focusing on what you want to do and what you're trying to get done. Both of these focuses are very powerful, but sometimes they can be misperceived and misunderstood, especially if you don't understand one or the other. So this podcast can help you understand these different ways of thinking and really help you to start to fly. Before I jump into the topic today on motivating your kids to work, let me give my quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, a therapist, or any kind of psychologist. This concept came as an answer to my prayers in trying to understand people I loved and cared about, but who thought very differently than me. Now that I understand these opposite ways of thinking, I can understand why things went the way they did, and I love thinking in both ways, and it's really helped me to not be so judgmental, but especially more loving and compassionate, which is what I think we need in the world. It's really been helpful to me, and I hope it will be helpful to you as well. But please check with a licensed therapist or a doctor before you make any life-changing decisions. With that out of the way, let's get started. First, let's talk about motivation. We talked a lot about motivation in the last podcast, especially for motivating yourself to do things that you may not feel like doing, especially those hard things in life. But I thought it would be good to also talk about motivating children, especially for parents who want to teach their children the importance of hard work and doing hard things. But right now, it's a little bit hard in our society. Nobody likes to be told what to do, and often kids can be very disrespectful to parents and even teachers if they don't like the way that it's said. So hopefully maybe some of this can help you, because I really do believe parents care for their kids, but sometimes parenting is just hard and it isn't a lot of fun to get attacked or have tantrums and all those kinds of things. So I'm hoping this podcast will help you with some of those things. Of course, every child is different, and this may not help at all, but I know as a mother with seven very different children, I was always looking for new ideas and things that could help. So if it helps you to glean something new, then this is worth sharing. Now, when it comes to the Be Do concept, it's really important to realize that it doesn't just work with adults, because even kids can also think in these very different ways, especially than their parents. But kids and adults don't always think the same way when it comes to be and do thinking. A lot of adults are a little bit more mature, and so when they're thinking in the be way, they want to be the best they can be. And for do thinking, they want to do what is going to be best for them and the people around them. But with kids, that's not always the case. With children, it's more like they just want to be who they want to be. And do thinkers just want to do what they want to do. And they're not always thinking about the bigger picture things, about, you know, how important it's going to be or what it's going to give to them later in life. And that's where we as parents have to be really careful in how we talk to our kids, because they may not understand those bigger picture things. But as we try to teach them and as we try to help them, that's going to help them a lot. But it matters how we say things, because it can still be misperceived. I want to start again with do thinking today. This is my more natural way of thinking, and that's focusing on what people do. And I like to start with this way of thinking just because it's easier for me in the way I started out thinking, but there's no wrong way, and they're just different. In my do way of parenting, I was always looking at what my kids were doing and how my actions were affecting them and how my kids' actions were affecting other people around them. I wanted my kids to be happy, but I knew they weren't going to be happy if they were just sitting in their room all day long and not doing anything that was going to help them to be happy. I wanted them to exercise. I wanted them to learn how to get their laundry done. These were qualities that would help them later in life to be happy. But most of all, I just wanted to teach them that if they chose to do good things, then good things would happen. If they chose really bad, poor decisions, then things weren't going to go as well. And I wanted them to understand that ability to choose. And so I tried to set up chores and responsibilities that could help them see how that worked. They'd get rewards when they did good things. And when they didn't, then sometimes there were consequences. It's a real life skill to be able to recognize that good decisions make good things happen and poor decisions make poor things happen. So do thinking parents will often address the behaviors of what their child is doing. It's with love, it's with the intention to help. And for do thinking kids, that's really going to work. They're going to feel loved and they're going to feel like it's really valuable what they're learning. But be thinking children may not appreciate it so much, and it may have a lot of flack for what you're trying to do. Now, the B way of parenting isn't at all about what a child is doing. That's not the focus of B thinking at all. But B thinkers focus on how the child is being. Are they being responsible? Are they being the way you expect them to be? These parents also have a long-range thinking, but it's not about good decision making so much as having the core qualities that are going to make them successful. Are they responsible? Do they understand their influence and their capabilities to be that amazing person that we all have the potential to be? A lot of B-thinking parents just want to make sure that their child understands their ability to make a difference. And that's going to happen with the decisions of how they're going to be. In both of these ways, both B and do-thinking parents mean well if they want to help their child. But if they have a child that thinks differently than them, then things may not go in the way they are expecting, and it's going to come across not in a good way. Now, I want to talk about the different motivation tactics that these parents will take, because this is what's really important in understanding the be-do concept. Because in one way that parents may be using to try to motivate their child, it might have an opposite effect, meaning that it may come across as shame, that you're not helping them at all, and that it may feel like the parent doesn't care for them. And I know that that's never a parent's intention, because I really do believe that parents are always trying to help their child. But these different ways of thinking can come across in opposite ways. And so things you're doing to be kind can come across in an exactly opposite way. And it's not always because the child is just being oppositional or isn't trying to do what you're trying to teach them, but it can happen because of these different ways of thinking. And so I hope this will be helpful to you. Now, I also understand that kids are just kids and they may just not always want to do what you're asking them to do, even if you ask them in the perfect way. So I get that too. But I want you to just make sure that you have this knowledge about the be-do concept so that you're not having this working against you. And if you're asking in a way that works for them, then often it's going to be more effective in inspiring and motivating them to do the work that you want them to do and to be able to develop the qualities that you want them to have. But it might have to come in a different way than you're expecting. All right, so if you have a do-thinking child, then you're going to know if you have a do-thinking child, because this is the most effective way to help a do-thinking child. Do-thinkers do really well with job charts, very specific assignments, having clear responsibilities outlined on what is expected, and having rewards or prizes for if they do the things you're asking them to do. If they get a lot of appreciation for what they do and they feel great about themselves because they can do all the jobs that you want them to do and the jobs seem fair, then the do thinking child is going to do amazing with that because they like clear assignments. They want to know what is the expectation, what do you want me to do? And if they do it and they get the reward and the incentives, then that's a very happy child. They appreciate the clarity and what's expected. Of course, if they don't think the job is reasonable, they may not want to do it. Or if it feels like too much for them and too overwhelming for them, then they might need some help to get it done or maybe break it down a little bit so that it's not so overwhelming to them. But being able to have specific jobs with a purpose is what they want, and it actually will help them to feel motivated. And if they even have a say in what those jobs are, recognizing, you know, that you have a lot of expectations and jobs to do, and they get to pick, you know, how do I want to be responsible? What jobs can I do in the family? That's going to help them because they just want it earmarked. They want to be told what to do because they can do it. They know how to get those jobs done, and they also get the idea of, oh, if I get my jobs done, I get to go out and play, or I get to do whatever it is I want to do. If they don't want to do anything, then it might be harder to motivate them, but giving them something to work towards will usually help them to feel motivated and to be able to get the jobs done. Now, what's not going to work is the other way that I'm going to explain just in a little bit about motivating a B thinking child. And that's because of these different ways of thinking. It's just not how they think. But if you're focused on doing, and if you have a do thinking child, then they want to know what is being expected, what do I need to do to please you, then they're going to do well. They're going to get the job done. Now, let's talk about motivation for the B thinking child. Again, B thinking is not focused on doing at all. They're focused on the core attributes and the values and how they need to be. So B thinking children, they do not want assignments. They don't want to be told what to do, but they do want to feel important. They want to be valued and they want to be seen for who and how they are. So these kids will do really well more with the love and logic type of parenting. Let them know why you are teaching them what you're teaching them, but make sure you say it in a way that helps them to know that it's because you just want to help them be their best selves, to develop those core qualities and attributes. They need to see the bigger picture, or it may just seem like you're asking them to do things that are just so that you can control them, which is hardly ever the case, but it can come across that way. So they don't like lots of little assignments like the do thinking child likes, but they like to have less restrictions. They want to keep their room the way they like it clean, and to be told, you know, oh, you're being so responsible. Thank you for being clean. Thank you for being responsible. They just don't want to be micromanaged. And some of these B thinkers will actually clean their rooms better than a do thinking child, because it depends on what their definition of being clean is. And it might be more meticulous than you even really need them to be. But if that's part of who they are and how they want to be, then that's going to be motivating to them, because for them, it's about being. How can I be the way that I want to be? Now, sometimes they may not see the bigger picture, and they may not see why it's important to be clean. And that will be really helpful if you kind of give them the logic behind why it's important and why it's a valuable core attribute that they would want to have. It'll make them a better person. That can be more motivating to them, because for them, it's about the being part. It's not about the doing. They also really like high expectations. They want to recognize that you think they have that responsible part of them, that they are a clean person, that they are responsible. They need to feel that from you so that they can live up to that standard. They want to feel like you see the best in them. That's what's going to motivate the be thinking child. But it's up to them, and they'll feel that trust from you if you let them be who they want to be and let their definition of how they want to be enough. That's really going to actually help your relationship with them, to give them that space. Let them not keep things perfectly clean, but let them know that you have those high expectations for who they are and how you want them to be, because that is what motivates and encourages them, is knowing that you see the best in them. Now, this can be hard, especially for do thinkers that don't want to let their kids get into bad habits and want them to have natural consequences for not doing all the things that they're supposed to do. And so it can feel really hard to just let your kids be. But this is a really good opportunity for you to practice be thinking. Trust in your kids. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Believe in them that they can be the good kids that they want to be and that they are going to grow up to be amazing, good people. They need to feel that from you, and that's what's going to inspire them. For be thinking parents who don't want to micromanage and tell their kids what to do, especially because that kind of brushes them the wrong way, this is your chance to practice some of that do thinking. Don't be afraid to give your child some guidelines. It's not going to overwhelm them. It might have overwhelmed you, but for do thinkers, they are going to love it. They like the guidelines, and they can still grow up to be responsible, clean children, but they really need those boundaries and those specific things to do, because that's what helps them to feel loved and to know that you care, as you're more involved in what they do. And the more love that they feel from you because you're there and helping them to meet those expectations, that's going to help them to feel loved and motivated. So have those expectations. Help them to recognize this is the standard and make sure you reach that standard. Now, as you've probably realized, both of these different ways of thinking are pretty different, and it's a very big, wide spectrum. So it's important to recognize your child's needs. Where are they on the spectrum? And how can you reach them in the ways that they need that are also going to help them to grow? They do need good parents that are going to teach them those bigger picture things that they can't see. But it's really helpful to them if at least you're motivating them in the ways that feel loved first, because sometimes when we try to motivate in the opposite way, that's when we run into trouble. When parents get upset with their child and they say, hey, you're not doing what I asked you to do, or they say, hey, you're being awful or being, you know, not in a way that they want them to be, these can be really hurtful to the opposite side, because like we've talked about in a lot of other episodes, those kinds of comments can really feel like people don't love them or that they don't care. In a lot of ways, it can come across as shame, and certainly that they aren't loved, even though that's hardly ever true. I think parents really are trying to give their children the best that they can. But without understanding these differences, we can accidentally be shaming even when we're trying to help. And I believe that's why we have some pretty bad relationship problems going on in the world. But as soon as people can start recognizing this concept, I really think we can turn relationships around. And it always starts with love. They need to know that their parents love them. And hopefully this episode has given you some ideas for how to show that love. I just had one other thought that I wanted to add, even though it's not perfectly on topic with this idea, but I believe kids have two parents for a reason. And often parents have completely opposite styles of parenting. One may be more of a be-thinking parent, and the other may be more of a do-thinking parent. But find out what works for your child and do what works. If there's something they aren't getting, then first do what does work for them so that they can feel your love and your trust. And then what I love to suggest is to teach them these different ways of thinking. Be thinking and do thinking. Use those terms. Because then when you start talking about what they're not doing or how they're not being, instead of them feeling like you're shaming them or trying to put them down, instead you can say, hey, I know I'm thinking in my do thinking way, so it's all about doing, but I am just noticing that you're not doing these things. And that can help them realize, okay, we're just talking about a pattern of doing and not about who they are. That's what drives into shame, and that's usually not what they want. Same thing with be thinking. Sometimes be thinkers can tell their child, you're not being, or you're being this way, which can really hurt a child who's more of a do thinker. But when you can say, hey, I know I'm thinking in my be thinking way, and I am going to be talking about how you're being, but recognize this is my way of showing love, and I'm doing my best, you know. As always, it just comes down to love. They need to know that their parents love them. And hopefully this episode has given you some ideas and suggestions for how to show that love that can be effective for your kids. If you have any questions, I really would love to hear them and address them in future podcasts. If you would like mentoring or want to learn more about these different ways of thinking specifically for your own personal relationship, I hope you'll reach out to me. I would love to hear from you, and we can schedule a 15-minute discovery call to just see how I might be able to help you. I really would love to. You can find out more information about mentoring on my website, and that's at lindykerby.com, LindyKerby.com. And I really hope that these different approaches in your parenting can help you, and that you'll share this podcast and some of these ideas with others who may be struggling. I really think it could be helpful to them. Again, I appreciate you listening today, and I will talk with you again next week on the Be Do Concept podcast.